The question is, what child is this? If you heard all the songs, the question was, which child we are talking about? What is so special about this child? Isaiah tells us more than anybody else. It's the one of the most clear statements in the Bible. None can even come close. For unto us a child is born. I emphasize the is. Notice that he's saying this more than 500 years before Jesus was born. And he said, is. He didn't say, it will be. He said, for unto us a child is born. When was this child actually born? It says the Bible, before the foundation of the world, it was already established. A promise that was made, it was the real thing. And you know the great I am? He's never said, I was, I will be. He's always is. So, as a promise, a child was born. But you, Bethlehem, a tiny little village, very few people. You know, Bethlehem means the house of bread. Very appropriate that the bread of life will come just to Bethlehem. And why were the angels not going to the palace, not to go to the temple, to talk to those that have memorized the Bible, supposed to know all those things? And yet, the angels came to talk to shepherds. The very simple people. Those that were even despised because of their profession. But remember, the one who was going to come, this child, also be called the Good Shepherd. Very appropriate that the angels talk to the shepherd because they will accept him because he will be one of them. He will be the Good Shepherd. And so, he's also a kind of relative because those shepherds, they were from Bethlehem, from the Judah tribe. The family of David. David is from Bethlehem. So, one of your own is coming. Same profession, same blood, same purpose. He is coming. He is be the one who, from very old, was told about him. Micah 5, verse 2. Now, Isaiah 7, 14 also says, therefore, the Lord himself will give a sign. And what was a sign? A sign that it would be so great that nobody could deny this was a miracle. Everybody knew about the miracle of Isaac being born from Sarah when she was so old that she could not bear a child anymore. And yet God said, I'll make possible because from the foundation of the world, I promised a child. And Isaac was just that seed that will continue the promise. And his name will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, Emmanuel, God with us, God has been always with us. If you look throughout the Bible, from Genesis 3:15, when the first messianic promise was made, every single story, if you track, God has always said the same thing. I am with you. He manifests through prophets, through lights, through miracles, cloud, thunder, many ways. He always said to the people, I am here. I am with you. Emmanuel. And continue. He says, seeing the glory of God in us. God has decided when he created us, that he was not going to be separated from us. Nothing could separate us from him. Even our bad choices is up to us if we want God to be in us and with us. That's what Emmanuel means. From Bethlehem into your heart today, it is a child that is born to be our Savior. We all here have been a child before. Do you remember when you went to the baptismal tank? That is really when you became a child of God, when you gave your life into a new birth. Yes, God with us, a child that was born to make us children of God as well. For God so loved the world, I like to say, so God so loved me. Even though I don't deserve a thing about from God, He loved me so much that He gave His Son. So what? So I may choose to believe and have everlasting life. What is life all about? Sometimes we measure life according to what we have in a bank. Sometimes we measure life according to the degrees, how many ED or DD or whatever you have after your name. Sometimes we measure life according to how many children we have, how many houses we have. We sometimes measure life with the wrong things in life. Life, like I said, stands for life is forever. That's the only type of life that really means. So don't let another Christmas go by without making a commitment to have that child inside of you. Let them come to me, for such as this is the kingdom. We need to be like children again. We need to have this child born in us and for us to reflect the image that God wants us to have. May God bless you this Christmas and make you really a child of God. And when somebody asks, what child it is this? He says, it's my Savior. Emmanuel, God with us. God bless. We like to thank my brother Ebenezer for his effort, and those that became his team. You know, they practice. I know because there is some cameras here. Sometimes I was notified there's somebody in the church, and I look, and here is this group practicing. Why? To give you this gift. Amen. Yes, all they did, all the time, dedication was to give you the gift, to give you the joy, to celebrate the Spirit. Yes, what child is this? It is my child. It is my Savior. I hope it's yours as well. Would you please stand? Children of God, by now being made free from sin and have become servants of God, you have your fruit of sanctification. And what is the result? Eternal life. The only type of life that really means anything, eternal life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us, Lord, with the awareness of how special you made us to be when you decided to dress with a flesh uniform and come down here to stand up for us, to fight for us, and to give us opportunity to be redeemed, to go back to the original plan, which is to have eternal life. Thank you so much, because each person here today will leave this place with a hope and also with a child, Emmanuel, in them. We ask those blessings, Lord, that we may share with others. And let this be one of very special Christmas. May we be the instruments to allow someone to know Christ through the way we reflect Christ. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.